The following is an audio booklet from the United Church of God. To view this booklet and other resources online, please visit ucg.org. The Ten Commandments. Chapter 12 Sidebar. Does the New Covenant abolish the commandments? Jesus Christ and the apostles viewed the commandments as a necessary part of Christian living. The Bible tells us that Christ came as the mediator of a new covenant. Hebrews 8:6. The popular belief that the new covenant abolishes God's law reflects a misunderstanding of both covenants. God tells us that He altered the original covenant in making a better covenant, which was established on better promises. Hebrews 8:6. But it was not established on different laws. The law stayed the same. There was, however, a weakness or fault in the original covenant. The fault was with people, not with the law. Because finding fault with them, he says, "Behold, the days are coming, says the Lord, when I will make a new covenant with the house of Israel and with the house of Judah." Hebrews 8:8. It was because the people did not continue my covenant and I disregarded them, says the Lord. Hebrews 8:9. In the old covenant, God wrote the law on tablets of stone. It was external, not part of the thinking and motives of the people. It was in their literature, but not in their hearts. In the New Covenant, God writes the law in the minds and hearts of His people. Hebrews 8:10. Jeremiah 31, 33-34. To enable people to internalize His law, to love it and obey it eagerly and willingly, God makes this promise: "I will give you a new heart and put a new spirit within you. I will take the heart of stone out of your flesh and give you a heart of flesh. I will put my spirit within you and cause you to walk in my statutes, and you will keep my judgments and do them." Ezekiel 36, 26-27. God's Spirit enables His people to obey His laws. People lacking the Holy Spirit are incapable of wholehearted obedience. Why? Because the carnal mind is enmity against God. For it is not subject to the law of God, nor indeed can be. So then, those who are in the flesh cannot please God. Romans 8, 7-8. This is why the Old Covenant and the New Covenant differ. Paul explains that what the law could not do in that it was weak through the flesh, God has accomplished by sending Jesus, who overcame the poles of the flesh and condemned sin, lawlessness, in the flesh, that the righteous requirement of the law might be fulfilled in us who do not walk according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit. Romans 8, 3-4. See also 1 John 3:4. The International Critical Commentary, in reference to Romans 8:4, says, "God's purpose in condemning sin was that His law's requirement might be fulfilled in us, that is, that His law might be established in the sense of at last being truly and sincerely obeyed." The fulfillment of the promises of Jeremiah 31:33 and Ezekiel 36:26. In a footnote to Jeremiah 31, 33-34, the commentary explains that this passage is often misunderstood as a promise of a new law to take the place of the old, or else as a promise of a religion without law at all. But the new thing promised in verse 33 is, in fact, neither a new law nor freedom from the law, but a sincere inward desire and determination on the part of God's people to obey the law already given to them. The following passages in the New Testament confirm, either explicitly or by example, that Jesus Christ and the apostles viewed the Ten Commandments as a necessary part of Christian living. First Commandment, Matthew 4:10, Matthew 22:37 through 38. Second Commandment, 1 John 5:21, 1 Corinthians 6:9, 1 Corinthians 10:7, 1 Corinthians 10:14, Ephesians 5:5. Third Commandment, Matthew 5:33 34, Matthew 7:21 23, Luke 11:2, 1 Timothy 6:1. Fourth Commandment, Luke 4:16, Acts 13:14, Acts 13:42, Acts 13:44, Acts 16:13, Acts 17:2, Acts 18:4, Hebrews 4:4, Hebrews 4:9. Fifth Commandment. Matthew 15, 3-6. Matthew 19, 17-19. Ephesians 6, 2-3. Sixth Commandment. Matthew 5, 21-22. Matthew 19, 17-18. Romans 13, 9. Galatians 5, 19-21. James 2, 10-12. Seventh Commandment. Matthew 5, 27-28. Matthew 19, 17-18. Romans 13:9. 1 Corinthians 6:9. 1 Corinthians 10:8. Ephesians 5:5. Galatians 5:19-21. James 3:10-12. Eighth Commandment. Matthew 19:17-18. Romans 13:9. Ephesians 4:28. Ninth Commandment. Matthew 19:17-18. Romans 13:9. Colossians 3:9. Ephesians 4:25. 10th Commandment. Luke 12:15. Romans 7:7. Romans 13:9. Ephesians 5:3. Ephesians 5:5. For much more on this subject, request or download our free study book, The New Covenant: Does It Abolish God's Law? Thanks for listening to Does the New Covenant Abolish the Commandments? And the booklet, The Ten Commandments. For the rest of the booklet, please visit ucg.org.